there, Mike.
Hey.
How are you?
I am very well. How's the virus since the last recording?
Still kicking my patookie. But we're recording these all on the same day, one right after the other. So it's not like I've been sick now for weeks.
We don't know yet, though, do we? Let's hope that's not the case.
Yeah, we don't know yet. That's right. We don't know if that's not the case. Let's hope it's not the case, because I really don't like this. And neither does anyone who has to live with me. Anywho, we have on the show, once again, Mr. Stephen Hackett from 512 Pixels. I almost said 52 Pixels.
There's too many numbers and words.
I don't have enough numbers. Maybe I should go from, like, minimal Mac to, like, I don't know, zero Mac.
You were just lucky because you could get a domain name, which meant and you didn't need to do this. You didn't need to chuck numbers in there.
Yeah, that's true. You know me and domain names. I've got way too many domain names.
Yes.
In any case, hi, Stephen. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Very good.
All right. How many domain names do you have, Stephen?
Oh, probably 18 to 20, somewhere in there, if not more.
Letting a lot of mine expire.
I let quite a few go recently.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay, I'm never going to use this, so I just got to let it go out into the ether.
Yeah, just a bunch of failed projects. You know, I just was like, no, it's time to let them go now.
Yeah, mine is not failed ones as much as it is ones I know I'll just never get around to starting. And then I come up with another one. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that domain name was available.
I've got 15 now.
Wow.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah, there's one person here who hasn't revealed a number out of shame. But, by the way, have you guys noticed my little simple missions I've been doing every Monday on Twitter?
I have, yes.
Yeah, I like it.
That could become a thing. I'm just saying, there are some domains that I got could become a thing. So those interested in what the heck I'm talking about should maybe start following me at least on Mondays on Twitter at Patrick Roan every Monday around the 8 a.m. area, depending upon what time allows. Somewhere within there, I'm going to try to post a new simple mission every week, and they're just little things to put a little kindness out into the world.
Those are these sort of things that worry me, in that one day they're just going to be little things that will eventually amount to Patrick taking over the world.
one little simple mission at a time.
Your simple mission today is to bow down before me.
Is to send me your sort code and account number, or your routing code and account number, depending on where in the world you live.
Yes. No, that will never be that.
Only PayPal.
Always be this sort of things. Only PayPal. I wouldn't trust. I'm not going to give them that much of a percentage of that kind of money. Are you kidding me?
So you can take over the world in 3 to 5 business days.
Exactly. Oh, harsh. So, Stephen. There was a reason we brought Stephen on, wasn't there, Mike?
There was. Markdown. Now.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Me and Stephen were talking, in one of our many iMessage conversations, quite some time ago now, about us both wanting to learn Markdown. Now, Stephen did, I didn't, because that's just me, really. I commit to things that I never see through.
You're just too busy playing iPhone games.
iPhone games and editing stuff, I think.
Yeah, recording.
I don't do a lot of writing, really, I'll talk about why I don't. But why don't you? Because I know, Pat, that you are a Markdown guy. The reason I know this is because that's how Patrick sends me his show notes.
Yep.
Took me a long time to realize they were in Markdown. I don't know if I've definitely said this to you before, but I don't know if I've shared it on the podcast before. Patrick would send me his notes in Markdown. I didn't know what Markdown was for quite a while because I'd never looked it up. So I would, so you know, you have like, you have all the links in brackets.
Yeah.
I would just copy the link, cut it, and then add it via.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. So I'd manually be cutting it and then adding it as a link onto. Yeah, I know.
You had idea you could just like go, like you didn't have to like install anything. You could have gone to the Markdown web dingus and plugged it in and gotten valid HTML.
But now I don't. I bought Byword just for your show notes.
Wow.
And it makes.
Am I the only one who sends you show notes in Markdown or anything in Markdown?
You're the only person that writes the show notes from in the shows.
Really?
Oh, Stephen does, but he doesn't send them to me. Stephen's actually really nice. He does all the editing and everything himself. He's very good Ingenious. Yeah, he takes care of all of it.
Wow.
I know.
And I do it in, yeah, and I do it in Markdown.
Then he edits the audio in Markdown, too.
Wow.
The audio is just full of asterisks and brackets.
All right. Well, so here, Mike, I'm gonna take this opportunity.
Okay.
To share what I think are the greatest like Markdown resources and tips and like the things that one should know. It really is simple. Go to Daring Fireball.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Daring Fireball/Markdown? What? I think it is. And there it is. Boom. Everything that you need to know. The idea is, for those who have no clue what Markdown is it's a way of marking up plain text in such a way that with a simple conversion tool, you can convert that plain text to valid web-ready HTML. And so basically for those that don't either A, don't want to have to learn HTML, or B, don't want to junk up their plain text files with a bunch of code, because that's the thing about Markdown, right? It's a way of marking up the document and keeping the document readable. Readily accessible, so that anyone, average Joe, could pick it up off the street and be able to read it. Yet still having a way to convert that to valid HTML with all of the, you know, formatting that you would prefer, including, you know, headers H1, H2, H3, H4, H5, you know, you know, numbering and bulleting, hypertext links, block quotes, I mean, all of the standard things that you would do, say, in the course of a blog post.
So my understanding is that the reason that, I mean, because you could write out the HTML by hand as well, but it's because Markdown is more common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And just makes more logical, more user-friendly and easier and to write out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just faster. Like, you know, if you need something in italics, just do an asterisk on either side of it. And, you know, if my mom picked that document up and read it, then, you know, she would know that I was emphasizing that word because it's got asterisks around it. It's very just kind of how, you know, very different.
It's how one would expect it to be.
Yeah. Right. Right. And completely portable. I mean, a .txt file, you can go anywhere, open on anything. And they're incredibly small.
Mm-hmm.
All good things.
And still get a sense of, oh, he wanted this to be emphasized, or, oh, I get it, this is a link. Or, you know, oh, I get it, this is the title of something. And that, I think that's the thing, right, is that I find it a very attractive way to mark up a document, whether or not I want to turn it into HTML. I enjoy marking up the document that way because it formats a plain text file. Because it provides a level of formatting a plain text file, still using just plain text. Exactly. And, you know, that's something that has long interested me. And so, yeah, I actually used Markdown before I was even really writing for the web for that very reason. And before that, another syntax markup language called Textile, which I used for a very short period before I discovered Markdown. but Textile is a very, very similar idea, just a different, slightly different syntax. Though those who are hardcore Markdown users would say it's a massively different syntax. But I mean, but that's largely because they're using, you know, elements of Markdown. That's the other thing too, is that it is incredibly rich and because there's Markdown and then there's kind of the extension of Markdown, which is referred to named multi-Markdown, mm-hmm. which basically takes Markdown and expands it, builds upon it, and says, oh, here's how you can do all of these other things using Markdown and have these other things turn into valid HTML.
Right. And it's and because it's such a simple conversion, I mean, there's plugins for everything. You can do, I mean, obviously mm-hmm. Byword on the Mac or is great, but there's even plugins for like WordPress. So I write mm-hmm. for 512 pixels in Markdown. I hit publish in Mars Edit, and it sends that Markdown to the server, and the plugin renders it out for HTML as the web. And if I go into edit later, it preserves the Markdown.
Yes,
because it's so simple, it's so easy to so easy to just use anywhere.
Yeah, there's even some services that you can get for the services menu in Mac OS X that you can then, you know, use the universal access preference pane thing where you can bind, you can create key commands for various functions. You can create key commands for these services. And so you don't even necessarily have to install this whole separate app or whatever. You can, and I just used it today, in TextEdit. Write something up in Markdown, and then use these services. Was it Brett Terpstra? Terpstra. thank you. I think he did these services, or at least he linked to them. I'll have to dig them up and include them in the show notes. But the bottom line is that you can select any text anywhere, and if it's Markdown formatted, it'll know what to do depending upon which service you right. chose. And the particular service I used today was where you can basically create reference style links as opposed to regular inline hyperlinks. Basically, it takes the all of the links and references them in footnotes at the bottom of the document, which allowed me to create a quick and dirty footnote for the book. Even the book, the Enough book, I wrote in Markdown and used Markdown formatting in the places where appropriate, and then had a tool that basically converted it to rich text, essentially. I used the services for that. I did not use Byword, although Byword can do that essentially as well.
Right, and TextMate has a great Markdown bundle
support. Yeah.
And I even use TextSpander, so I usually do the inline links. And so I've got a TextSpander snippet, I guess, that if I have the URL on the clipboard, you know, I do the snippet, and then my cursor moves back where I can name the link, you know, so that's what you actually read. And it's so easy. It's crazy not to use it.
Yeah, I'm going to kill myself doing these show notes, by the way, because some of this stuff I'm going to have to track down because I have no clue where I got it. But I... I have this the way that I do the show notes. I have this bookmarklet that I've got installed in my toolbar. I don't know if the bookmarklet is named this, but this is what I've named it in the toolbar. But Get Link, and what it does is it takes the title of the page and puts it in brackets and then puts the link in closed parens after it. So basically, and pops up this little box that allows me to, and with that already highlighted, so all I have to do is command C to copy it. So to do the show notes, you know, I'm listening to the show, I mention this little bookmarklet, I Google it, find it, whatever, in the browser, and then I hit command 9, and that gets the link for me. I command C, switch to byword, which is what I, you know, write up the show notes in these days, and command V. You know, so very quickly I can, you know, go find, you know, go to a link, load the page, get the, you know, get the markdown formatted link and throw it into the document without me having to do any markdown, you know, any actual real typing myself.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff does come from Brett Terpstra.
Yeah. He's kind of, you know, he's really the markdown Padawan to
show goes out, Brett Terpstra would have been a guest on the previous episode of the Brochure.
Ah.
You know, having him on for the first time.
Talk to him about this stuff, man.
I'm scared.
Yeah. And Mike, you know, it's not bad. I mean, you know, to learn it. It's,
yeah.
Especially, like, I don't really use a lot of the multi-markdown stuff. I try to keep just to the core functionality. I mean, and you pick it up, and then no time at all, you know. Especially with all the web tools and Byword and stuff where you can so easily make sure that your markdown, you know, validates correctly. It's just so, I mean, I even write like in my field notes notebook in markdown to a degree, you know, using the bullets, using the italics and everything.
That sound is madness.
I do the same thing. I find myself writing in markdown all the time on paper.
So I think I don't write that much on the web, really. And I think that is...
You could speak in Markdown.
I could speak in Markdown. I could write all of my documents at work in Markdown, in Word. Because I'm sure that would make... See, I really don't write a lot on the web. And a lot of the stuff that I do, like, you know, I guess the main amount of writing I do each week is on the Brochure, really. Doing the show notes for that. Because that's where the show notes are the longest. But Squarespace, it's very easy to add links. And plus, I kind of need something to do while the show is, like, doing all its stuff, all the editing and stuff. So I don't actually need to save time there. But it is still something. It's on the... One of the main reasons I wanted to do this show is a little bit selfish. I just wanted to hear you two talk about it so I could just take your knowledge. Just suck it all in.
Yeah, but I mean, on the other hand, this is all good information for people to know about. I know I've mentioned Markdown on the show before, and you know, but I've never we haven't really talked in depth about it and about the tools that we're using and about the reasons why. And you know, I think for anyone who's writing for the web, Markdown can be tremendously helpful for a number of reasons. I mean, unless you are a really good super HTML coder, you know, who can write that way, or you are really tied to punching buttons in a web form in WordPress, you know, to do your bold and italics and, you know, headers and all that other stuff, then more power to you. But, you know, otherwise... Save yourself a lot of time and a lot of friction and get down with Markdown, as the kids like
that
to say.
That is surely a show title.
I'm not sure.
All right.
I heard kids say that, actually.
Yeah, well, you know. Let them listen to this and they'll start in no time. So. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Stephen, once again for being on. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure.
And where, you know, do your plug-in again. Where can people find you?
They can find me at 512pixels.net, the Ungenius podcast with Mike.
Hello.
And on Twitter at ISMH.
Delicious.
Thank you.
All right.
I think.
Oh, all right. Well, gentlemen, thanks a lot, as always.
Thank you.
We'll talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.